Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the long-lasting power you need with Energizer. Menards has the largest in-stock selection of Energizer batteries. They provide solid power for flashlights, remotes, and so much more. Right now, save big on Energizer batteries. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
ASAP Rocky trying to woo a British sneaky link behind Riri's back.
And is Kim Kardashian out here photoshopping the next generation?
Also, Olivia Wilde got served, honey. Yes, and we're not talking about dancing.
Plus, I got to dish with two of America's favorites in person, Snoop Dogg and Kelly Clarkson.
Guys, Siri is out, but we have actress and comedian Erica Ash in the house.
Yay! I'm so excited to be back here. You guys, it's been too long. Hey, Brat. What tea are you pouring? Because I'm ready to sip, girl.
Well, y'all, starting off with this messy, messy, messy Johnny Depp and Amber Heard tea. Let's get it cracking. So the ex-lovers are in court duking it out over a huge defamation lawsuit, but it seems like Johnny needed to keep busy to calm his nerves, so he tapped into his inner Picasso. So Johnny sat right up in front of the judge and sketched what looks like a woman, and his attorney just seemed to be so impressed.
Wow.
You know what? It must be nice to be rich. Let me ask the tea leaves what would happen to me if I did this in court.
Okay.
Yeah, jail time.
He was looking busy, like he was taking notes. But Gary, you look like you stressed out over there. Are you doodling or something?
Yes, okay? yes, honey.
Are you going to share it with the class?
You well, I mean.
What's up, man? Do you love it?
Yes.
Who is that supposed to be?
Brad, that's you.
Wait, what did you draw,
this
Gary?
This is a beautiful picture of Brad. Look at the beautiful earrings with Brad on them.
Oh,
just made
nice.
In the gold.
So it's more
the
of a Panazzo instead of a Picasso.
It's a yes, portrait.
A Notso.
Got it.
That's
a Notso.
It's a Panazzo.
Notso.
No. Yeah.
But you can tell how loose he gets as each day goes by. You know
seriously.
What I'm saying? Because, like, I want him to get to a point where he comes to court dressed like a different character from his iconic films.
Yeah, I want to see him come
like Edward Scissorhands. Win the crown.
Just Edward Scissorhands. Just ready to take the stand. I want 21 Jump Street Johnny Depp to come up one
okay.
day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He would know exactly what to say to that attorney, yo.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. All I know is this better not be true or ASAP Rocky will be man down. So a British paddleboard instructor and a mother of three by the name of Jilly is claiming that ASAP and her have been chatting via DM since last December.
Wow.
Damn, yo. So Jilly, who's 45, by the way, claims that in February, ASAP offered a flyer 1,700 miles to meet him in the Ukraine.
That's
what? This is prior to the Russian invasion, mind you. He was disappointed she couldn't, so then he went on to tell Jilly that the gym was beautiful in Ukraine, and he wished that they were there so they could work out together.
Wow, this
sounds a little shady. I don't know what's happening. I don't know if this is catfishing.
This is trying to sleep with the fishes.
Yeah.
Because Jilly's cute.
Yeah.
But Riri is cute and crazy.
Right.
I would watch my back. Like, you don't want to mess with Riri.
No.
And
Riri will get
add
you.
Hormones to the already.
Oh, no.
Did y'all hear about her and Chris Brown?
No, I'm scared.
She fights.
Yeah.
She fights.
But the whack part, though, is when you read what she says, is not like he was definitely flirting. Whatever she says, like, yo, you have a very beautiful gym. I would love to work out with you. Like, she's trying to create something where maybe there was nothing really there.
There are some other little strings attached.
Right.
Listen, the last time somebody invited me to Florida, okay?
What happened?
They expected a little more than I was willing to give. So Ukraine, there's literally nothing else to do.
Yeah.
So I'm flying you to the Ukraine.
Yeah.
I'm getting ass payments.
Right. Yeah. Well, moving on. Fans are not letting the Kim Kardashian Photoshop drama go. So the other day when we talked about the belly button Photoshop drama, you remember that, right? Well, now there's some more Photoshop tea about the Kardashian kids. All right, now leave it to a TikToker to notice the devil in the details. Check it out.
So earlier, Kim posted this photo, and when I first looked at it, I instantly knew something was off. True is Photoshopped. Not only is she Photoshopped, but she's Photoshopped onto a photo of Stormy from October.
They chopping heads off now, I see.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Well, after the revelation went viral, Kim had to come clean about it and said that her feed has been pink lately, so she needed to use the picture. So she also said, yo, Erica, I heard you got an amazing Kim K impression. Can you run it?
The original pics were Stormy. However, I asked at Kylie Jenner if I could post them, and she said she wasn't really feeling posting at the moment. And so I respect that. Chai was wearing pink, and it matched perfectly.
Yeah. I'm going to start doing this to my kids and Photoshopping them in places I never took them to. And when they be like, why don't I remember that? I'm going to be like, because you don't get enough sleep.
You know what? I'm done with you.
Hey, Stormy, how was Disney World? Very forgettable.
All right. Olivia Wilde was promoting the upcoming movie she directed called Don't Worry, Darling, which stars her new man, Harry Styles, when she got some unexpected excitement. While speaking on stage Tuesday at CinemaCon, Olivia was given a manila envelope marked personal and confidential. Wow. She opened it right away, saying it seemed like a script. But check this out. Seems she was served papers from her ex, Jason Sudeikis, regarding their children.
Yo.
Reportedly, Jason did not know she would be served at this event and wouldn't condone it being done in such an inappropriate place.
You think he knew, y'all?
Jason, you think he knew?
First of all, you don't think he knew?
Ted Lasso
knows everything.
But I think he hired the right man for the job.
I think it's a combination.
Delivered that.
I wouldn't even give like the server that much credit.
Right.
I would say he hired the person who was disgruntled and hated his job. Uh-huh. And is like, you know what? I'm going to ruin your day.
I'm going to ruin your day.
Right. What is the best event that you've got going this week? I'm going to show up there and serve you in the middle of your speech.
Once you pay those hounds to serve, they're going to serve wherever they can. It's like they get off on it. Because I was served at a nightclub right before I performed one time. He acted like he was giving me a picture sign.
I seen somebody disguised as a valet one time just to get close enough to the person's car to be able to walk up and hand them the papers. But at this point, yo, Jason Sudeikis won, Olivia Wilde won. Score's tied.
Yeah, one to one. From now on, I'm no longer Erica Ash. If someone walks up to me and is like, are you Erica Ash? I'm be like, nope.
Who is that?
I am not.
All right, guys, we got a new segment. I'm super excited about it. We're calling it Grade the Shade. I feel like this is, we're going to crush this. I'm going to tell you about a shady comment somebody made, and then we're going to give it a grade from like an A plus to an F, all right?
Okay.
Okay, so the Met Gala. The Met Gala is coming up, and if anyone loves to play dress up, it's Katy Perry, all right? You remember back in 2019, she arrived to the gala dressed as a chandelier.
I remember that.
And for the after party, she was a hamburger. Because, of course. Now, apparently, designer Tom Ford wasn't feeling these looks. And in an interview, he said, the only thing about the Met that I wish hadn't happened is that it's turned into a costume party.
Ooh.
You didn't have to dress like a hamburger. You didn't have to arrive in a van where you were standing up because you couldn't sit down because you wore a chandelier.
Wow. Yeah.
Now, those are two different costumes, but he's talking about one person. What do you think of this comment? Grade that shade.
I want to dress
How
up like a hamburger.
Yeah.
I think that'd be fun. That's pretty
a
good
plus.
Shade, though.
A
I would
plus,
have to give it like
yeah.
an A.
A-plus?
A-plus. A-plus shade? All right, I'll give it an A-plus.
I'm going to give it an A. The only reason why I'm not giving it an A-plus is because you're Tom Ford. Just say what you need to say. Just say the words.
I give it a B, B
You give
plus.
It a B?
A B-plus.
I give it an A.
We instantly knew who he was talking about, and we didn't have to do the research.
Yeah.
Or
shade. Just say it. I'd be like, you know what, Chewy? I hate your t-shirt.
Damn. All right.
Like, I hate it.
I she hate told it. Me earlier.
Damn,
she
you seem serious over there.
The necklace around. Well,
I think she is. I love black t-shirts.
Yes. I think it works for you. I think it works for you. But if I were being shady, that's what I'd say.
If I were being shady.
Wow, okay.
But she's not.
Wow.
I'm not.
All right, honey. Up next, the Kardashians are always dreaming of money. But wait till you hear the latest thing that they did to secure the bag. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey! Well, y'all, it looks like the Kardashians are coming for Blac Chyna from all angles. Reportedly, they filed 5 trademarks in Dream's name to launch various brands. And get this, Chyna, a.k.a. Dream's mom, is not listed on these trademarks as Rob filed as the parent to give consent. Yikes.
Shady,
Jenner works harder.
If your wife is trying to be careful, baby, before they honey, get your name removed from Dream's birth certificate, too, child, because those Kardashians are horrible.
But isn't the old saying, possession is 9/10 of the law? Black Rob has the kids majority of the time. So I feel like he should be able to get the most say.
Now, Erica, do you think they should be able to trademark Dream's name?
Honestly, as a businesswoman, Well, because at the end of the day, I mean, listen, she's a kid and they're setting it up for her future. Now, trust me, they're going to take full advantage. But at the end of the day, she's going to get something out of it. And not for nothing, Chyna ain't part of the family no more, so they don't really owe her anything.
Thank you, Erica.
I'm just saying.
No, ma'am. That's her child.
Even though that's the baby's mom?
That's still our child.
I understand that.
Can y'all imagine being a 12-year-old with 5 brands and just being like, oh, yeah, these are my toy trucks, or this is my new line.
Show and tell.
And my auntie said I didn't have to give my mama nothing.
Right.
Well, it might not be a good time to be Blac Chyna, but it's a good time to be Will Smith. Well, at least to look like him.
Is it?
Well, according to Shad Ellis, a professional Will Smith lookalike from the UK, his popularity and income has nearly doubled following the notorious Oscar slap. Now, he claims that strangers even stop him in the street to discuss the incident because they think he's Will, which is also further proof that maybe a lot of people in the UK are racist, because my man looks nothing like Will.
I don't think so.
At least a little bit, y'all. Come on.
When they stop him to discuss it,
I'm going to tell my kids that's Bill Smith.
Throw them off at all that he's got a full British accent and Will Smith does not?
When he doesn't sound like West
that?
Philly?
They're like, we're going to ignore the fact that you don't really look like Will Smith and the fact that you have a British accent. We're going to say, this guy's
looks
like
West
Will Smith.
London. I was born
and raised. Cherry out.
And like in one of these pictures, he looks more like Jazzy Jeff than he does Will Smith.
Okay. I saw the photos. I'm like, who decided that he looks like Will Smith?
This dude looks like he stars in the movie Men in Whack.
Yo, but Erica, do people ever confuse you for a celebrity?
Here's what's funny. People confuse me for myself now.
Nice.
When I first started out, people would always confuse me with Brandy. I even had a stewardess on a flight get into an argument with me because I was coming from Japan and she's like, you're Brandy. And I was like, no, I'm Erica. She's like, no, Brandy, like the singer. I was like, no, I know who you're talking about and not her.
You should have rode that wave. You would have got free peanuts. You would have got free alcohol. You got so much
free peanuts because, like, literally everyone's allergic to everything. But now I get, you look like this actor I know, Erica. And I'm like, oh, she's cute. I just keep going.
I get Idris Elba all the time. I just roll with it.
What I said to myself. I was like, Chewy, you're looking more Idris today than ever. Okay. Look at Chewy. All Idris out.
Thank you.
Because you know, the harder they fall.
All right, it's the semifinals time on American Song Contest. And earlier this week, I got to chop it up with the host Snoop Dogg and Kelly Clarkson. So come right back, y'all.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Yo, what up, Dish Nation fam? Chewy Martinez. Here we are, American Song Contest red carpet. We're talking to Kelly Clarkson. We're talking to Snoop Dogg and all the other talent that's going to be here tonight, man. Yo, let's get this red carpet started. Come on. How you doing?
I'm so good.
I haven't seen you since Idol.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah, since you won.
That's 20 years? Oh, my God. That's crazy.
You've been up to a lot.
I've been up to a little. I have some kids. Had a marriage. I had a lot of things happening.
Yeah. How is it working with this gentleman and vice versa?
I love it. And I knew I loved him. We did something on The Voice together. And I was like, dude, he was so cool. I was so impressed by him, how he actually cared. Yeah. Sometimes people come through and they're just like, you know, kind of there. Mm-hmm. He really loved it. He listened to him. He gave them great feedback, the artists. And I knew, I was like, man, I literally was like, hey, I'll do this if you think Snoop's going to do it, because I want to work with somebody that I'm really going to like collaborate well with. And he's so, like, y'all, you don't even see it, like, behind the scenes, like, even when the commercial breaks. Like, he's over there talking to people, like, being nice, taking pictures. He's such a good human.
I saw it. How about you, Snoop?
I'm with the queen.
Yeah.
The queen of daytime talk
queen
show.
Of daytime.
Slash. Doing her thing.
Drunk round.
She's helping me out. She's teaching me how to be more professional on screen. You know what I'm saying? I got some things that went down today, and my sister helped me out.
Okay. Oh, my God.
What happened?
I was reading the lines, and then I just walked away.
Well, it confused you. Wait. It's confusing because it happened to me. It happened to me 1 week when they say, look at the board. So you look at the board, but he didn't see that it said, now show Massachusetts. So the stage manager's like, read, like yelling at
everyone. I think I saw him too. He was like this.
Chris is out there about to have a heart attack.
Yeah.
That's what I love, the professionalism of getting my back. Like, she's experienced.
And
she's
done the same thing for me.
Yes. So what is the funnest thing to do in Massachusetts, brother? Me and you, Friday night, what are we doing?
Eating or watching one of our championship teams compete. Have you been to a Red Sox game or a Celtics game?
Nah, brother, I'm from Los Angeles. I watched the Lakers.
You're going into this interview hating me. It's all good.
So, New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
We're in New Hampshire, me and you, hanging out on a Friday, Saturday night. Yeah. What are we doing to turn up?
I mean, most of them will be, like, curing their maple syrup, but I would be thrifting with you, finding fabulous threads like this.
Okay. I've been whitewater rafting in Colorado, and it was the scariest thing that I ever did in my entire life.
It's pretty scary. Have you been skydiving, though?
I'm too fat to skydive, bruh.
I don't think so.
No, the weight limit's 260. I'm 290, bruh. I will go straight to hell. I will straight to the devil will be waiting for me, bro. I'll go straight. I'll be in the Earth's core. Okay, so it's Friday night, Saturday night. We're in Alabama. What are we doing for fun? Go.
Eating some barbecue, obviously.
Eating barbecue, moonshine.
Oh yeah.
Can I say that on this?
Damn.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm like, whoa. I'm joking.
Barbecue and moonshine. Holy crap. What's the best thing about Texas, and what's the best thing about Cali?
I love Texas because Texans. I feel like the Texans I grew up around, we're very welcoming. We love a lot of different things, a lot of different people, a lot of different styles of music, a lot of food. And I don't know, I just love that. You know, your car breaks down, people help you out. Like, I like that kind of thing. Yeah.
What about Cali, Snoop?
Cali, sticky greens.
So we were having an American weed contest. Cali would be number one.
And you do know that.
You guys are amazing. Keep killing it, man.
Thank
Kelly
you.
Clarkson, Snoop Dogg, Dish Nation.
Years. Let's not make it 20 more.
I know, man.
I was like, why don't you like me?
I love you. I love you.
Man, I like y'all. I'll be watching y'all's show, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Keep watching. Y'all don't talk bad about me.
No, we do not. No, we don't. No, we do not. There you have it, fam. Chewy Martinez from the American Song Contest Carpet. Had a great time talking to all the talent. Kelly Clarkson, Snoop Dogg. See you when I see you, Chewy Martinez. We up out of here, baby. Peace.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right. Welcome back. On to the last sip of tea.
She got tea, y'all. There you go.
So,
this is it!
All right, days after his Twitter takeover, Elon Musk hit his social media platform to inform everyone of his next purchase. Elon tweeted, "Next, I'm buying Coca-Cola to put the cocaine back in."
Yikes!
All right.
Wow. All right.
Oh my God. It would make it quickly overtake Red Bull as the number one energy drink in the country.
No.
Then he said, "I'm gonna buy up all the McDonald's so he can fix the ice cream machine."
He needed to
That's
do
hilarious.
That.
But then he thought about it and tweeted, "Listen, I can't do miracles, okay?"
He ain't lying.
Yeah. If Elon could go and do something like for the people and like fix all the ice cream machines, that would be like a pretty nice.
Or have
then would you like a Musk cone?
Why
you know,
not just go ahead and do the World Hunger Day?
Yeah. That doesn't sound good at all.
Yeah. It sounds like it smells really bad. Yeah. It'll probably taste good.
Or cocaine dispensers at McDonald's. Now there you go.
You have a lot of people eating the invisible sandwich and the cider fries.
Just sprinkle it on my fries. Let me get a little extra Coke on that.
Can I get number one with a large fries? Can you put extra ketchup, salt, pepper, and cocaine in that? Thank you. Thanks. Right.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.